Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for coming here. There was a technical problem. I know you. I went downstairs and they said they were going to send someone. So our first speaker is Niranga Vikramaratne. She's going to talk about groundwater nitrogen. 5 minutes before the end of the talk, I will stand up. So you will know you have 5 more minutes to talk. They are going to record the talk, so I'll speak to the microscope, and this is a pointer.
Okay.
It's also not working.
Yeah,
oh, it's working. See? I don't know, it doesn't get into the screen.
Yeah, it's okay, I can do that. Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe that's the best, I guess. Oh, you want to hold it?
Okay.
Let me forget about it, I think.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. So, warmly welcome you all for my talk today. So, I'm going to talk about nutrients in groundwater. And how the landscape position and buffers affect on nutrient concentrations in groundwater. I think it's a very up-to-date topic to talk about because groundwater provides drinking water for more than 1/2 of the nation's population. So it's a very valuable resource, even though we never see it, we never realize it is there. However, nutrient pollution in groundwater has become a worldwide problem for years. Agriculture is one of the major sources of adding excess amounts of nutrients to the groundwater, which is ultimately transported into the surface waters and contaminate the water resources. So that causes significant problems in human, environmental, and economic aspects, finally. When we talk about human effects, one of the disastrous disease conditions is methemoglobin anemia in infants, which is caused by elevated concentrations of nitrate in drinking water. And also other diseases such as rashes, stomach cancers, neurological effects. And also when we talk about environmental effects, creation of hypoxic zones and eutrophication are major environmental issues. All of these conditions cause ultimate economic losses. When talk about hypoxic zones, hypoxia in Gulf of Mexico is a world concern. As you see here in the below bar graph, it shows the area of hypoxia in Gulf of Mexico from 1985 to 2014. You can see several years show a very low area of hypoxic zone, which is less than the average area. The reason scientists demonstrate is the severe drought conditions in Mississippi River watershed. So that shows how much contribution of contamination is occurred through the Mississippi River watershed. This study was also conducted in one of the watersheds contributing to Mississippi watershed. So our hypothesis was nitrate, total nitrogen, or the phosphate and total phosphorus concentrations in groundwater are affected by the topography and management practices. The objective of the study was to evaluate the landscape and buffer effects on nitrate, total nitrogen, or the phosphate and total phosphorus concentrations in groundwater under cattle grazing. Let's go look at how the study was conducted. The study was conducted in Horticulture and Agroforestry Research Center, New Franklin, Missouri, which is experimental site belongs to University of Missouri. We established two transects of groundwater wells in two adjacent grazing plots. So the wells were installed at summit, backslope and footslope positions of each transect in Kadena sequence. There was an agroforestry buffer at the footslope of first transect, and there was a grass buffer at the footslope of second transect. So from this point onwards, I will use AB for agroforestry buffer and GB for grass buffer. The major soil series is Manfrost series loam, and the major land use in the study area was cattle grazing with agroforestry and grass buffers. The grazing and the buffer areas consisted with tall fescue, red clover and lespedisa grasses, and the agroforestry buffer contained four rows of eastern cottonwood trees established in 2001. This is how the wells were installed, as a profile view of the installed wells with their depths. Summit, backslope and footslope wells at each transect, and this is how we laid out, drilled and installed the well. During well installation and drilling, we obtained soil core samples and analyzed for their textural profile, as you see here in this table. So and the left figure shows vertical cross section of one of the deep wells, where this grout and bentonite layer seals and avoid entering surface water into the well, but the sand layer through the screening allow only the groundwater to enter into the well. So after well installation, sampling was started in December 2014 and continued to complete 2 years of sampling. Samples were collected each weekly, and before collecting a sample, wells were purged and allowed to recharge. After recharging, 1 liter sample was collected and transported under cool conditions to the laboratory for analysis to nitrate, total nitrogen, ammonia and orthophosphate and total phosphorus concentration. So the data were first tested for its normality, and none of the data was not normally distributed. We used unparametric statistical methods to compare the significant differences between the treatments. So let's go through the results of the study. Here this top figure shows the hydrology, the water table elevation as measured by the each sampling date, at AB summit, AB backslope and AB footslope positions, and also GB summit, GB backslope and GB footslope positions, as measured by the each sampling date from December 2014 to December 2016. And then the bottom figure shows the monthly precipitation to the study site. This shows a general, gives a general idea of the hydrology of the study site. So first, go through the nitrate and total nitrogen concentrations, how the landscape position and the buffers affected to make differences in the concentration. Here you can see the how the seasons of different seasons affect on nitrate and total nitrogen concentration in AB summit, AB backslope, AB footslope, GB summit, GB backslope and GB footslope wells. So generally the at a summit and backslope positions, the nitrate nitrate and total nitrogen concentrations were not affected by the season, but we observed elevated nitrate and total nitrogen concentrations at all the landscape positions, and elevated summer nitrate and total nitrogen concentrations. When look at this figure, you can see how the nitrate and total nitrogen concentrations changed during the study period, measured in each week from December 2014 to December 2016. You can see a consistent pattern of the concentration in each well of AB summit, backslope and footslope, but interestingly the concentration of nitrate and total nitrogen was significantly lower at AB footslope than AB summit and backslope position. When look at the GB transect, that also showed the same pattern, where the nitrate and total nitrogen concentrations were significantly lower at GB foot slope then GB summit and back slope positions. So that shows how the landscape and the vegetative buffer affected on reducing or removing nitrate when it comes down to the slope from up. So to further confirm that, we use nitrate relative to chloride as a conservative ion to see the significant compare the nitrate removal by dilution, vegetation uptake and evapotranspiration. So as you see here, the nitrate to chloride ratio has decreased significantly when it comes from summit to the foot slope in both transects. So that gives an idea how the landscape position and also the buffers has affected to reduce the nitrate concentration in groundwater. Then we wanted to look at if there is a significant difference in nitrate concentrations in AB and GB foot slopes. So we compared those two wells each other. So that also showed the AB foot slope contained significantly low concentration of nitrate than GB foot slope, showing the vegetation agroforestry buffer is absorbing more, removing more nitrate than grass buffer. This is a summary what I explained before, comparing each treatment to each other. So let's go through the phosphate or the phosphate and total phosphorus concentration. How the landscape and buffer affected on the concentrations. As you see here, differently from nitrate, orthophosphate showed greater concentrations at foot slope than other two landscape positions. So, especially in 2015, GB transect also showed greater concentration of orthophosphate and total phosphorus at foot slope position in 2015. One of the possible reasons was associated with the precipitation, because the study site had a greater precipitation in 2015 when compared with 2016. So this greater precipitation may have diluted and transported more phosphorus into the groundwater to increase the concentration. So and also another reason is there was a positive correlation of orthophosphate with ammonium and also a negative correlation of orthophosphate with nitrate. So this anaerobic conditions at the foot slope and the redox potential may have caused to increase the mobility of phosphorus to transport increase the mobility to transport the phosphorus bound at the soil layer to the groundwater. So that may have caused to increase the phosphorus at foot slope groundwater. So this is the summary what I explained before for the phosphate or the phosphate concentrations. Here you can see the median orthophosphate concentrations were greater at AB foot slope and GB foot slope in 2015 than 2016, and also it compares with the other summit and back slope positions. With that, I would like to conclude my presentation. Nitrate and total nitrogen concentrations decreased with depth to the water table. Denitrification may have reduced the nitrate concentrations in the foot slope wells. And also uptake of nitrate by cottonwood trees may have further reduced nitrate contamination in groundwater compared to the pasture-only treatment. Precipitation may have influenced on phosphorus transportation in a landscape which is triggered by soil characteristics, management, phosphorus input load over a period of time. Aerobic and anaerobic conditions may have affected to different phosphate concentration in wells at different landscape positions. So I would like to acknowledge all the persons and institutions helped me in numerous ways. Thank you so much for your kind attention.